All right, Craig, defending SBS track champion. I started out the evening, looked good in qualifying or time traveling, whatever that was called. And then the feature came along, and you ended up in, what, eighth, ninth place?
Yeah. You know, the way it worked out, we got our handicap in the heat race, and we got our time back, so we ended up starting near the back of the handicap group and got caught on the outside behind the 98 car for a while. And, got pushed back to 12th, 13th, but we came back up to 8th. We're pretty happy with it. There's not really much bite in the track. There really wasn't much passing. But we're going to work on that a little bit and try to get ahead of the game with that. But we're doing okay. We started off the season last year the same place we did right now, and the car's in one piece. We got a lot of really good people on board this year, and hopefully we can keep moving forward.
Hey, one-third of the field tonight, rookies. What kind of advice do you have for them, and what kind of advice do you have for those that aren't rookies that maybe this year need to have a little more patience?
Just to learn the track and learn the cars before, really going in over your head. For the first couple of years, I had a lot of people telling me that I was too cautious, and I would never win a race, I think it really, really helped me to be that cautious and to learn the track and learn the cars a lot better than I would have if I went and was wrecking every week. But stay out of trouble and get as much track time as you can. That's the best advice I could give.
All right, hey, any of those rookies look particularly good out there?
I haven't really had a chance to look at many of them, or watch many of them. We're doing our own things, but I'm sure a few of them have been doing, pretty well, but I haven't really seen much yet, but. I'd really like to thank a lot of our guys on the car. We have five new sponsors on the car this year. We have Little Luke's Child Care Centers. There's six of those around the central New York area, and they came on board. We have Ontario Orchards from Oswego here. We have Fajita Grill just jumped on board. Mojo Photos and Cooper Custom Canvas. And they're joining our 1-4 racing team with Ray Hedger and Doug's Auto Advantage, G&G Oil. And it's a real good effort this year. So keep it out of trouble and we'll see where it goes.